going on here?
Just stop.
Are you filling in for Ham today?
It's been a rough day.
Brought to you by
Window Nation and All Pro Foundation Repair.
And here's half a half flashlight. Here, Dave.
And here's Gordon.
Hey, Gordon.
Yo. Hey, what's happening, guys?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What is going on? Love my hard line. I love the sports y'all give us.
Oh, man. We're so sports.
I love it all.
Now, you have made an adjustment to your streaming schedule for football season. Is that correct?
I have, David, and thank you for bringing that up. So, therefore, I'd like to back-sell my Twitch stream that was on Tuesday night, just a couple nights ago. So, make sure everyone go back in time and tune into that.
Or make an appointment to visit with you next Tuesday.
That is a great point, Dave, and I'm glad you brought that up. 7:35 Tuesday nights during football season.
There you go.
I hang out with the P1s.
Well,
obviously.
Last night, I didn't realize that this was happening until I checked my phone as we were leaving the show yesterday. We did the Victory Plus launch with the Dallas Stars down in Deep Ellum. And as I was looking at my phone after the show, I saw there were a bunch of tweets on my timeline about the VMAs, the MTV Video Music Awards, which used to be must-see television.
Dude, it was the biggest stop-down.
Like it was bigger than the Emmys, yes. As big as the Oscars.
It was huge for us at a certain time, yes.
Yeah. That time is long past. As a matter of fact, so not only was it on a Wednesday night, but it was in Long Island. Like, they had it at the Islanders Arena.
Okay.
On Long Island or in Long Island?
On
Long Island.
And in.
At the UBS Arena in Elmont, New York.
Oh, the new one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not the Nassau.
No, not the Nassau Coliseum.
Or Nassau Mausoleum,
all right,
you might
so
say.
I didn't know.
Oh.
That, I didn't know that MTV. I didn't know it still existed in this form. That it would. Have they never stopped doing the VMAs?
I don't know. Maybe.
Well, why was last night such a big deal? Because, dude, everyone showed up to this.
Yeah. They got all the A-listers, all the pop stars out in force.
Tay-Tay
was there. And it was interesting. I didn't watch it live. I've gone back and watched clips. But it seemed like not only did they have a packed house of screaming teens, but it also was very much like when you watch the Masters and they pump in extra bird noise.
Yeah.
It was like they were pumping in crowd sound effects to make it sound like everyone was losing their minds constantly.
I could not believe, because I went back and watched a lot of the clips too, and when Taylor got up, when she and Post Malone won Best Video,
uh-huh,
for whatever song that was.
Fortnite.
And I got to actually, I went and looked at the video to see, just, I'd never seen it before. And then I realized when I finished the song, that could have been the first time I'd ever heard a full Taylor Swift song. Not sure, but could be.
How was it?
No way!
Well, I did a Taylor Swift song at Summer Bash.
That doesn't count. She didn't do it.
Oh.
It was fine. It was fine and fun and all that and la 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 la. But when she said, when she was recording the song or whatever it was, or directing the video, because she directed it. And she goes, every time I would yell, cut, cut, I would hear someone off in the
smart
distance going, yeah, hey, that's awesome. And she goes, and there was my boyfriend, Travis, each and every time. And the and the cheers after she mentioned Travis, it was like deafening.
Right. Well, so it was hosted by Megan Thee Stallion, and Taylor was the big winner. She was nominated for 12 awards. She won 7. She won Artist of the Year, Song of the Summer, and Video of the Year. So Song of the Summer and Video of the Year were both that Post Malone collab called Fortnite. And so she now has 30 solo Video Music Awards in her career, pushing her past Beyonce. Beyonce had 26 as a solo artist.
Yeah.
Eminem opened the show. He did his Houdini song, and he also
Is that the Steve Miller song?
Yeah. And Somebody Save Me. He had Jelly Roll on video. Jelly Roll wasn't
That's
there
the
in
fat
person.
Country guy?
Yeah, with the face tats.
So, I mean, he's a little husky.
But yeah,
wasn't he the dude who performed in our break room one time? Well, he was. Yeah.
Only morning show people get those types of cool things in the break room.
And we all laughed at it because it sounded like the dumbest thing ever. And then a year later,
he's
the biggest artist.
In the break room?
In the Cumulus Cafe.
What?
Yeah.
I sent out a staff email that said if you want to see Jelly Roll perform live, he's in the Cumulus Cafe.
I'd rather have a Jelly Roll.
Was it like watching Fat Albert? There was a guy named Fat Albert that was part of the old Ringling Brothers Circus where you could watch him eat if you paid $5. Was it like
that? That's big on streaming now. Mukbang videos.
How do you know that?
Because
it's all the rage.
Yeah. You watch people eat. You watch people gorge themselves.
I want to die.
And it's having a moment.
How much
right
money
now.
Have you spent on that, Gordon?
Yeah.
None.
Can I start an OnlyFans where I just gorge myself?
Yeah, you need to get fat again.
And believe me, you'd probably find an audience.
Go Dave.
Let's see, a couple other things.
Just sit there in shame after you've gorged yourself.
Just
might as well make money for it. I'm going to be
looking
in
the mirror
anyway.
And holding my spare tire, grimacing.
Oh, my.
I remember I'd go out with Dave, and he'd eat so much he'd sweat. You'd just sit there sweating afterwards.
Shut up.
It was such a violent eating episode. Hey, I was right there with you.
I don't do that anymore. I don't hurt myself on purpose anymore.
You want to have another eating contest?
Yeah.
Might as well. Where's the whipped cream?
Hey,
A few other things of note that happened at the VMAs. Katy Perry won the Video Vanguard Award for Lifetime Achievement.
She looks to be in good shape.
Yeah, she's gotten ripped for this new album that's coming out that no one seems to care about. But
they don't.
She said...
why is she ripped for it? What's the deal with it?
I think
musically?
Well, she's gotten fit for it, but she's also being ripped for it because she worked with that producer that...
Luke 360 Luke
Combs
Skywalker.
360.
Yeah.
The guy that was supposedly handsy with Kesha or something, or abusive with Kesha. Anyways, she was telling young artists, she said, do whatever it takes to stay true to yourself and true to your art. Turn off social media, safeguard your mental health, pause, touch grass, and do what you were born to do, just like I was born to do this.
And mukbang.
And she also, you'll enjoy this. She did like a medley of her hits before she gave her speech.
Mm-hmm.
And Gordon, you'll appreciate that she told the audience, can you believe I just did this on the first day of my period?
Yeah.
And that's empowerment. That's what we call empowerment.
It
so.
Is. No, you're right.
Yes.
I love that she
everyone
said,
needs to shout their period.
Bounce that line off George tomorrow.
Yeah.
Can you believe I'm broadcasting on the first day of my period?
Anyway.
Sabrina Carpenter, she did a medley of her big three songs, Please, 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 Taste, and Espresso. Those are, by the way, the numbers 3, 4, and 5 songs on the Billboard chart right now.
Sabrina's Carpenter?
Yeah, Sabrina.
Didn't she wear something
to
honor... someone else.
I don't know. She was introduced by Cyndi Lauper, Gordon.
Hot dog.
She was. Is she talking all like this?
And when she was doing her performance of Taste, Sabrina Carpenter, instead of making out with Jenna Ortega and Rohan Campbell like she does in the video, she instead made out with an alien and an astronaut. So that was her funny bit on the stage.
What our grandfathers fought for.
Yeah, they did. Did you see Chapel Roan?
Yeah. So she won Best New Artist.
Man, that chick has blown up.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't That's it was about wild. A year ago where she was playing to no one, and then over the summer she was playing to everyone at Lollapalooza.
She opened for Olivia Rodrigo and then exploded after that.
Yeah. So she has come out as a lesbian, guys.
Yes.
She's a lesbian.
Okay. And, okay. Gays and lesbians.
And so when she was giving her acceptance speech for Best New Artist, she brought out her journal. Like, she had journaled her acceptance speech. And she said, I dedicate this to all the drag artists who inspire me. And I dedicate this to all the queer, trans people and those who inspire pop. And to the queer kids of the Midwest, I see you, I understand you, because I'm one of you.
She's a Missouri
this
kid.
This was my
right?
exact Texas Radio Hall of Fame speech.
Yeah, I remember
yes.
that.
And she said, and don't ever let anyone tell you you can't be exactly who you want to be, bitch.
Oof.
Did she really say the
yes.
word at the end?
Uh-huh. Oh. She did.
Way Why'd she go. Have to read it from her journal?
I
Sounds
know.
Like that could have been done extemporaneously.
Probably. Yeah. And she also had a moment before the broadcast. She was on the red carpet, and I guess there was a photographer.
So was Katy Perry.
You know, mm-hmm. you don't have to do that.
But the crowd loved
oh,
it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well done.
It was the white carpet.
Whoops.
But then by the time Chapel Roan got there, it was the red carpet. So
I thought it was Katy Perry, but...
Either yeah, way. Well, Katy Perry was before her.
Yes.
To blaze
yes.
the trail.
Indeed. Right. If Indeed. You will.
Yeah. As the vaginal vanguard. So...
New band name.
A photographer Live. Evidently was yelling at Chapel Roan, and then I guess she was talking to someone else, and so the photographer yelled at her, shut the F up. And so she turned to the photographer and she said, you shut the F up. And then then she continued looking at this photographer and she said, don't. Not me, bitch.
Ooh, yeah.
So Damn. she is.
She means business.
She is very protective of her personal space. She's talked about weirdo fans.
Yeah.
And so she talked to Entertainment Tonight further down the red carpet, and she says, this is overwhelming and scary for someone who gets anxiety around people yelling at you. The red carpet is terrifying. So
yeah,
she was like, I'm just not going to have people yelling at me. I'm not going to do it.
No, I kind of don't blame her.
I like that gal. That's yeah. a good song, too.
She's got yeah. something.
Yeah. She does have some, and very 80s, the stuff I've heard
very,
of
Very, a lot of keyboard-based stuff. And
yeah, she is like, she is trying to emulate Kate Bush in many ways.
Oh.
What does that even mean?
Well, just her,
we only know one song. This,
but her vocal styling. Her vocal styling is very much like Kate Bush. Also a winner last night. For best choreography in a video, Dua Lipa
hey
for Houdini.
Hey, Corey.
Hey, Corey.
And Dua Lipa has announced her Radical Optimism tour. Unfortunately, so she's going to be at Austin City Limits on October 5th and October 12th, or at least those are the weekends.
I heard she was really downplaying that tour and talking about how she thought it was going to fail.
For real? Oh, he's... Is that an...
I'm not sure what he's going for, but...
His crowd
anyway,
loved it.
What was the name of the tour again? I forget.
Radical Optimism.
Oh, okay. Oh, there we go. There we go.
I have to freaking spell it out for you guys now.
We can't keep up with this dude.
Slow on the uptake.
But so outside of the Austin City Limits date, she's not going to be back in the U.S. until the fall of next year. So the first U.S. shows will be... September 5th and 6th in Chicago, and then she will play American Airlines Center September 30th and October 1st of next fall.
I'm running there. Up that hill.
I can't wait. And
are you going to go see her with your daughter?
I would love to. It might be uncomfortable.
That's creepy.
Like if I bring my binoculars.
Yeah, from like row 3. Oh, God, yeah. What is going on in there? What's smoke in there?
What?
Somebody vaping?
What?
It's a Vape Nation, bro.
Oh, okay.
Scared
the hell out of me. I was like, whoa.
Fine, fine.
All right, we got to go, but Jon Bon Jovi helped a woman commit suicide.
That was amazing.
Yeah, I think this is a publicist-inspired deal.
He doesn't need the publicity.
He was shooting a video in Nashville.
$100 million. Look, I'm no fan of him.
He was shooting a video in Nashville, and there was a woman on the bridge who was going to jump, and he went and talked her off the ledge, literally.
Mm-hmm. No, he went up to her and said, go ahead, do it. You're halfway there.
All right, coming up next, Gordon weighs in on Shannon Sharp.
Ticket. Get hot sports opinions on traditional rivalries, new conference realignments, and the march to the CFP playoff and championship on the Ticket's College Football Tailgate. This Saturday morning at 10 on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
There it is. That's the song. This is the Rant Revival. It is Gen X Davy Lane.
Hello.
It's Corby the Snake Davidson.
Hello.
Snake. And the host of the Rant, the Devil's Own, Gordon Keith.
What up, my people? I have no people.
Hey, Foster. Sponsored?
Eatsy's Market and Bakery.
Excelente. So, late yesterday, we were getting notices. People were making us aware, hey, something's going on with Shannon Sharp's Instagram. And we were trying to get to the bottom of it. Initially, he had said he was hacked. But now...
Why do people try that?
Well,
I don't know.
I have clarification on that. We'll get to it in a minute.
Hi.
Hey, Clara.
But it was a moment of intimacy that was not meant for public consumption. Evidently, he had checked his Instagram or something and then tossed it across the room onto the bed.
When he had a better idea.
Yes. And
Instagram.
Somehow, in the course of tossing the phone, he accidentally clicked the go live button.
How does that happen?
And so the camera angle is just of like the ceiling or the wall.
Yes.
But it is next to something that's happening that is very primal.
Yes.
And
you're hearing two people try to start a family.
And it was broadcast to 3 million followers.
He is 50 what now? 7?
Yeah, he's got to be quickly approaching 60, right?
You're right at the age where you're right at the Dunham zone.
This 50, is so depressing.
56, it says.
Where it's,
when I hear you guys talk about this, when George just says that he's already raised the white flag on his sexuality, that just is so depressing.
The Dunham zone. Want him to change from hetero?
No, I don't mean his orientation, but his activity.
I don't believe him.
He's probably joking. Hopefully he is joking.
So he ended up going live for...
But he claims he's dead down there.
For a few minutes. And so if you can find this, it's out there. So
the act ended in a minute and a half, and you just hear him apologizing over and over again.
No, it didn't sound like he had anything to apologize for. But as this is happening... Then you
you've listened to it?
Oh, yes.
You didn't?
Dave.
Well, come on, Gordon.
I want to be clear.
I haven't.
Dave might have been on it when it was still live. Like, he didn't need someone to find it for him.
Who grabbed Shannon Sharp live right now?
Yeah, take that.
So,
as we're sitting in a lobby of a nice Dallas Stars event, and the volume was uncomfortably high.
I didn't want to get out my headphones, so I just turned the laptop volume all the way up.
You like that,
Dave's
don't you?
Dirty talking along with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, give it to her, Shannon. Give it to her.
So as you're listening to this go on, you can hear another phone ringing. And so, and you can also, as you're watching this video, you can see all the live stream comments.
Oh, God.
And people just with all the cry laugh emojis. And, you know, he goes by Uncle Shannon is like his name. Right. And they're like, Unk smashing a bish. You know, all these comments scrolling by. Then you can hear the other phone ringing. So it was his assistant calling him like, pick up the phone. Stop what you're doing.
As I said, it's a little red flaggy, the multiple phones also.
Well, maybe one's a work phone, one's a personal
phone.
And he's not
with woman.
He's with woman.
No. I mean, in a, like, he's not married. Yeah,
no,
I know he's
definitely with woman here.
He's not married or anything like that. Like, this isn't like a scandal. It's just a mistake.
No, it's just a mistake. Okay, I have two very brief clips that hopefully we can play.
Yeah.
Clips?
Yes, clips.
Thank you.
If you'd like to know how Shannon...
Oh, no.
This is unfair. Come on.
What do you mean it's unfair? It was live on the internet.
Here's
accidentally.
Here's his finishing move.
Oh, no. Like a bear.
Oh, my gosh.
And we also...
You know what it's like? It's like Mr. T, like, before he fights Rocky.
To me, that sounds like someone trying to do a female voice. The other one.
Yeah. And so, we also...
Housekeeping!
It sounds like Corby's fake female voice.
We also learned...
Corby, where were you yesterday?
We also learned that his partner's name is Michelle.
Yeah.
There you go, baby. That's my Michelle.
Oh, stop! That is just so uncomfortable.
Yeah. Okay, that's it. That's all the lovemaking that we're going to play. And so, yes, his assistant, when he couldn't get in touch with Shannon, logged into the account and turned off the stream.
Well, why didn't she do that in the first place? You don't need to call him.
Oh, it's a dude. The assistant's a dude.
And I'm sorry, I just
assumed.
That's okay.
Yeah.
you just assumed.
And then so
I'm gonna need your login in case you something like that.
You know what?
And then it was the assistant.
Oh, yeah, keep talking. That's my Bob.
Then it was the assistant who posted the message about I've been hacked. So it wasn't Shannon that posted that, it was the assistant. And then so now we have Shannon has a podcast that he does with Chad Ochocinco.
Uh-huh.
And so they
Is he still doing that show on FS1?
No, he's on ESPN. We'll get to that in a minute.
All right, I don't know where he is anymore.
And so they called an emergency.
He's been given the day off though.
They called an emergency podcast.
Yeah, so he had to return the bear costume.
So he could address these rumors. Okay. So here is the first part of his explanation of what happened.
I'm very disappointed in myself. Oh, God. Not for the act. I think there are millions and billions of people. Of consenting age that engage in activities. But to have your most intimate detail on the audio to be heard, I'm disappointed in myself. I let a lot of people down. My kids, I reached out to them. I called them. I called my sister. My friends reached out. But guys, this was not staged. Came in, I threw my phone on the bed, engaged in an activity. I did not know IG Live. I've never been on IG Live. I've never turned IG Live on. So I don't know how it works. And so all of a sudden, my other phone is going off and people are calling me FaceTime that I've never talked to a day in my life on FaceTime. And it didn't. I'm like, why are y'all calling me FaceTime? And after a while, Jamie Fritz, who's been my longtime marketing guy, he finally got through to me and he said, Shannon, you're on IG Live. I'm like, doing what? You know, I'm like, what am I on IG Live for? I ain't hit no IG Live button. He says, they can hear. I'm like, so now Ocho, you know, I say ask for patience. He said they can hear. And now I'm starting to get agitated again because you called me and say I'm on IG Live when I know I didn't click myself on IG Live. And he said they can hear me. I said, hear me doing what? Well. Say, it sounds like you were having sex. Man, my heart sank.
Ugh.
It dropped.
Yeah, so that's when he realized
I feel
his mistake.
For him, baby.
Yeah, and so
we will never
sex forget. All night.
Sex all night.
Yeah.
So he said, but
he feels bad
about it. He feels embarrassed by it, but he also is proud that he is still shooting his shot.
I said, I just got to tell him the truth. My phone wasn't hacked. It wasn't a prank. It was me being a healthy, active male. I mean, y'all thought I was bull jiving. Hey, I'll get it in. Real talk. Hey, okay. Ocho, right. See, I'll be lying. Okay, hey. Lying?
Come on,
I
man.
He sparks hard, Ocho. If, you know, I hit one early this morning.
Why? Just the fact that the worst part is the Mr. T, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's the worst part. So the one thing that they did talk about, Chad Ochocinco had the line, at least it was Michelle and not Michael, because there were the rumors that Shannon
What's
Sharp
wrong with
is
that?
Gay.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah. And so now he
Nothing
has now
down.
He has proof Cordo. That Calm at down. Least at that one time
lesbians.
He was doing it with a hetero partner.
Well, the top
so,
five oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was just to clean up two last things as he's cleaning up as well.
As Shannon did.
Yes. Yep. ESPN is not going to discipline
to towel
him.
That off.
You can't.
He was not on First Take today because his usual days off are Thursdays and Fridays. So he is expected back on Monday, and ESPN says that he will not be punished because it was a mistake. And a Triple X site, The Porn Dude, has offered him $100,000 to, quote, score the ultimate BBC touchdown on our set.
Okay.
Gosh.
So the top five most likely Michelles now. That people are speculating that this was one being a former partner of his named Michelle Bundy, who took out a restraining order against
related
him. To Ted
to King Kong.
No, not related.
What?
Don't get excited.
Yeah. King Kong, Bundy. Excuse me.
But they say that she's
Don't
not very likely
that.
Because of the restraining order.
Wow.
One is Michelle Beadle, the former ESPN host who tweeted, it wasn't me.
Yeah, she got ahead of it, and she said it was not me.
One, Michelle Buck,
so to speak,
Joe Buck's wife, who just went under the knife today to have her ankle repaired.
Unlikely.
And then Michelle Obama.
There's no way. But yeah, I mean, he was knocking it out in the middle of the day. Good for him.
In the morning, he said.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Well, right. Whoa.
That's my girl. That's my Michelle.
Oh,
my Michelle Obama.
Oh.
Keep it going, Michelle. Keep it going, Michelle.
Yeah, keep hope alive right now.
All right.
All right. I'll send you the videos, Gordon.
Yes. You'll love it.
Look for the subject line.
I don't want to see them.
Look Dude, for the subject the guy, line, a note from my pastor.
No, yes, and I think right. He actually handled it well, by the way, the controversy at the end there, the way he addressed it.
He did, no doubt. It's very
he did
healthy.
About as well as anyone could do there.
A healthy accident. All right, Gordon, we love you.
Love you.
No Twitch tonight. It's on Tuesday nights. There you
Tuesday night, 7:35, twitch.tv/actualGordonKeith.